Trophy Hunter. Beatrice Lomber was a proud trophy hunter. She didn't really care what other people said about her hobby. She loved the thrill of the chase. Hunting was pretty normal where she lived, and she had even managed to weave her way into the exclusive boys' club in her state. It was hard enough to get into the club. Even harder as a woman. However, when she showed them her collection, they let her join. What made her different from the other trophy hunters in the club was her talent for taxidermy. Her love for taxidermy stemmed from her family's corner business when she was young. She learned how much formaldehyde was needed to preserve a carcass or a corpse, how to take out and replace eyes, and to keep the skin or pelt nice and clean at a very young age. It was time for her monthly hunt. She traveled a few towns over because it was easier to catch prey there. Beatrice was fairly well-read on what she was looking for. She knew everything from where to strike the bullet so the carcass would be nice post-mortem, or where to sit in the tree so that the angle was just right. She never wore camouflage. She didn't see the point when she hunted late at night. She would be just as hidden whilst wearing an all-black outfit. She had always went after nocturnal animals, starting with raccoons and then moving up to bigger game animals that hunted during the night. When Beatrice arrived at the site, it was slightly after sundown, and the hazy memory of daylight still lingered in the air. She never found the forest intimidating. Quite the opposite, actually. She could see how others would, though. The trees were tall and thick, obscuring any view that one would have of the landscape around them, especially in the dark. She was never scared, however. She preferred to be in the forest at night. She liked the darkness. It was like entering a void where it was just her, her prey, and the scenery around her. The bark of the tree was rough and scratchy against the fabric on her thighs as she climbed up the tree. The barrel of her pistol was resting against her calloused palm as she waited for her prey. This wasn't a very traveled path, so it was easier to catch the hunt off guard. It didn't matter how long she sat there. A small hit of adrenaline was coursing through her veins. All she focused on was the sound of her own breathing and looking for the glare of eyes in the moonlight. When she finally saw it, the glimmer of life and the stillness around her, she raised her pistol. Most people don't hunt with pistols, choosing a rifle instead. But something about the sharp bang of a pistol was riveting to Beatrice. She heard the sound first. The drop to the ground and the following noises of pain. When the loud cries stopped, she knew she had made the kill. She carefully climbed down from the tree and walked across the forest floor. The leaves crunched under her feet, but she knew no one would hear. The carcass was not very heavy. Beatrice normally tended to go for easier catches as she was not a naturally strong woman, although she soon would be if she kept up this hobby. She walked back to her van where she kept all of her taxidermy gear. She preferred to do it on the spot, never letting a bump or scratch come onto the specimen. She thought it was disrespectful. She starts by cutting off the head. She never liked the look of the rest of the subject, so she would opt to give the rest to another member of the club who enjoyed the taste of the carcass. She then takes her time to carefully clean up around the cut, removing all the organs from inside. Beatrice practices a type of taxidermy known as freeze-dry taxidermy. The method is basically in the name. You freeze-dry the empty carcass inside of a vacuum seal, essentially mummifying it. It's not the type of taxidermy you see in museums, but it's quite popular with people who are looking to preserve their pets post-mortem. Most times, for a subject of this size, it would take months for it to completely dry out, but she knew her way around that. The head was placed in the machine. She watched as the pressure was applied and the skin was drawn tightly to the head. She likes watching. Something about seeing the preservation of life, even after death, was an incredibly intoxicating sight. As the head was being preserved, she went to get the glass eye and the mount. The eyes were large, dark, and beady, custom-made. She preferred to have them in quite unnatural colors, such as purple or violet, because, well, it made her feel like she was special, like she was different than all the other people in the club. They normally didn't even make these kinds of eyes she liked to use for her projects. She then grabs the mount. It was made out of tough, dark oak, with a golden nameplate on the bottom. She brushed her fingers over the inscription and suddenly heard the beeping of the vacuum chamber. She removed the dry head of the carcass out and laid it atop of the mount. She carefully placed the eyes back into the socket with a bit of glue, sewing the eyelids open. She then fixed the face from an expression of pain to a somewhat of a smile, just a little smirk, nothing too unnatural. She then took a step back and admired her work. This was going to be the talk of the month at this week's meeting. She glanced down at the plaque that read Marley Thomas. She never knew Marley personally, but she knew she was going to make one fine head for her wall.
That was this week's installment of the Cobweb Chronicles. I'm your host, Molly, and I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you like my show, it would really help me out if you could give me a rating and a review. Thank you all for listening. I'll see you next time.
This episode was made using Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. You can edit your show and record it right from your phone or computer. They also distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on everywhere from Spotify, Apple, or even Pocket Cast. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. I personally use Anchor, and I find their analytics system is very easy to navigate, and their interface is incredibly simple to use. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.